This recording, Russia 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then they put on plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kite and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implicated that the animal could be suffering from the rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you won't only expect to see it in dog or gull. Sarah was a sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it a sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, come," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge. It would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sang a tune for her. Finally, she administrated her. Her effort was futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer too, it was a fair price for a cure.
Hello everyone, and it's my short bio. So I'm 32 years old IT engineer from Moscow. Mostly I'm working in international companies with Europe or America, and English is my actually base language, because I'm writing code on it, I'm talking with my teammates, also all stuff on YouTube, TED Talks, books, and the most of content I'm getting is on English. So I've been learning English when I was in school, but actually didn't get something from that time. It's just forgot everything, and biggest improve actually I got just by using content on English from the internet. Well, what else? I have a cat, and that's it. Have a good day.
Всем привет. Я был очень рад поделиться с вами своим акцентом. Надеюсь, все слова были понятны, и всего хорошего. Удачи.